Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelter, dictating a nasty report on Patrick Sarsanella. Date of birth 6/4/1968. Date of procedure July 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engelter. Referring physician is Dr. Edwin Roberts. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and delete the and, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, indication is history of PUD, epigastric pain, personal history of colon polyps, surveillance colonoscopy, rectal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent of pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or experience patient. Patient's breath and anesthesia, placed in a lateral position, status quo anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care, or while the recurrent lymphoid or gastric opus interest in esophagus advanced in New York region to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, and retroflex used to obtain the cardiac aerosexual presence from the forward gyroscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and digital rectal exam was performed, while the recurrent lymphoid or colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in New York region to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, and the cecal valve complex of Holt's period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, asynical and hepatic flexure, transcolon, stomach flexure, desynical and synical in the rectum, transmillion was intubated value. Careful orifice use of pain in the rectum period. Boston Pop Prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, good prep overall period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings, adiponostomy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared on a rectal neck sign. The Z line was mildly irregular, 42 centimeters in the bedrock, with evidence of salmon colored mucosa noted, prog C0M1.5, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol for further evaluation, histology, and through a lab Barrett's esophagus. Next slide. There was then some mild patchy gastric erythema, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. There was no evidence of any ulcers noted. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable to C2 portion, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. For celiac disease, next line. Amplitude appeared normal, next line. A colonoscopy, next line. Terminalium, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable, next line. The rectum, Boston Bowel score is graded 7, 2-3-2, good prep, next line. There was evidence of diverticulosis coli on the left side, next line. There was evidence of 4 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was 1 diminutive rectal sigmoid sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was 1 diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and neuron retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding, next line. There was no evidence of any rectal pathology to explain rectal pain on today's exam. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat a colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. If patients found to have Barrett's esophagus, would recommend PPI daily as well as repeat EGD in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation. Next line. Recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions are explained. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.